Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Mack in for Sammy P here on Bet Sweats today alongside Joe O. We got you covered for every single game on the Week 14 slate for the NFL this week, and we are going to get into every single game on the slate. There are some ugly ones, and I'm looking at you, Miami and the Jets. There are some big-time games that mean a lot for the playoff picture, positioning, whether teams stay alive in that playoff picture. We'll get into Texans-Chiefs later. Could the Chiefs be buried after this week? Huge battle at Lambeau between the Bears and the Packers as well. Dare we call Caleb Williams a game manager? But he might be a really good game manager, and that's okay. Lots of games to get into. Joe Burrow's return continues in Buffalo. But let's start, Joe, with what may be two of the ugliest offenses in the league. And this just – you talk about how this game just sets up the same way every single time they play it. It does. It always sets up, for the most part, 95% of the time, Steelers-Ravens always sets up the same way. Always a massive game for positioning. I think this is the first time since, I want to say, 1999, so when the Ravens officially arrived in Baltimore, that they've played each other this late in the year and neither team has a winning record. So there's something to be said for that, I guess. But it still matters a lot. Somebody's got to win this division. Both teams are sitting at 6-6. Steelers getting 5.5, going to Baltimore for a 1 Eastern kick on Sunday. Started around 6.5, and it's moved to 5.5 throughout the week. Totals come down from 45.5 to 43.5. There's a 42.5 out there I saw this morning. Ravens are coming off this mini bye after the ugly Thanksgiving Day loss to the Bengals. 9 out of the last 10 in this series, Joe, have produced less than 40 points. And given how inefficient both of these offenses have been, that's my only bet on this thing, because I can't predict what either one of these two teams is going to look like from week to week anymore. So if the number could keep dropping, it might get all the way to 40 by Sunday afternoon. And I'm still solidly on the under between Steelers and Ravens.
Yeah, a week ago, the total was 47.5. And now we're sitting at 42.5. And you still like the under, and I understand why. Identical records, almost identical point differential. Steelers -8, Ravens -4. And here we are with them matching up with the division on the line. Even though, you know, it's a garbage division, but somebody's going to be the 4 seed in the AFC. They've got to be. So here's what I was alluding to earlier in the show, in talking about the history of these two teams. And one of the locked-in bets for a long, long time in this series with these same two coaches has been, who's the underdog? Take the underdog. Don't overthink it. Just do it. The numbers for the last 21 years, Ravens-Steelers, 21 years. Take the underdog. It cashes 71% of the time. If the dog is getting 3 or more, at least +3, 82% of the time. 23-5-3, I'm sorry, the underdog is. Now, the last couple of times, that's not been the case. Most recently, obviously, the playoff last year.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that close. And yeah, there was a late touchdown that made it appear a little bit closer, but the Ravens end up winning by a couple of touchdowns there. I'm at a point right now, and it has nothing to do with, you know, belief in Baltimore, where I'm just at a point where I kind of think that history doesn't matter. And that's my question to you. Are we there where the Steelers are such a mess as Tomlin is being booed and seemingly everybody wants him out of town and there's no offense to speak of? The quarterback that isn't even healthy can't move the ball down the field. Can't believe it, but the defense is non-existent. Something disaster. We just haven't seen before. Like you could always depend on something in the past with Pittsburgh. Now it doesn't feel like you can depend on anything. The line is sitting at 5.5. So Pittsburgh is getting some money. It came down a little bit off the 6. It was 6.5 last week. But I ask you, are you looking at the last couple of decades and saying it's completely meaningless because things are so bad in Pittsburgh?
It's hard for me to do that because as bad as it is with the Steelers offense, and defense, as you just mentioned, it's just bad as it is with the Steelers, period. As bad as it is with them, I got to believe that in a divisional rivalry game like this, they don't get blown out. And it's backed up by just, like I said, the inefficiency on the Ravens' side of the ball, too. They haven't scored more than 23 in their last three games. You look at the teams that they put up mid-20s against, what was it, the Dolphins and somebody else middling. So they haven't been stacking up a lot of offensive material themselves either. Now, the counterpoint to that would be the Steelers' run defense is atrocious and Derrick Henry. And you don't need to say anything other than and Derrick Henry and 4.7 yards a carry. This is why I can't go in on a side, despite the history or wanting to flush the history. I kind of take a step back and go, impossible to predict, except that I think it's a close game. So I would be inclined to take Steelers as you know, if you're giving me more than a field goal. But it's just impossible for me to predict, other than the fact that I think it's going to be an offensively ugly game. That is where I've come down on it. And there are Rodgers props out there that look like they still haven't been adjusted for his lack of ability or the offense's lack of ability to push the ball downfield. He hasn't thrown a pass longer than 31 yards since October. Yeah, I'll take the under on his longest completion, 32.5. I'll take under 32.5 attempts too, because this offense has run almost two fewer games in snaps than their defense has played. This offense is never on the field. They got out-possessioned by the Bills last week, 42 minutes to 18, Joe. They get on the field, and even when they do get on the field, which is not enough, they can't push the ball downfield. Unders on everything. Unders on all the player props and unders on the points. That's where I am with this game. I think it will be particularly ugly.
Lamar did not practice on Thursday, but Monkey came out. He's like, look, he's going to play. We see this every week. There's a day that Lamar's not practicing. So Lamar off a terrible game, 5 turnovers for Baltimore. Everything that could go wrong at Thanksgiving evening went wrong for that team. Are they going to do it again? Well, we've seen some other Lamar clunkers where he's not great in the next game. Two things I saw yesterday from Sumer Sports really stood out, and I was leading this direction anyways, and then I saw this, I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. You know, you're well aware that the all the Steelers do offensively when they throw it is they throw it short, very short, the highest short pass rate in the league. Baltimore's defense, first in the NFL EPA allowed on short passes, and the Ravens, they use a ton of 12 personnel. Like, that's been the thing this year. Like, there are teams like the Rams that are going 13, but a lot of 12 personnel. Steelers near the bottom against 12 personnel. They can't stop the rush. I think it's going to be a Henry game. Yeah. So more and more is pointing to the Ravens for me, and I feel like I'm getting a bit of a discount getting this number short of 6. So 5.5, you mentioned you don't see a blowout. A 6 or 7 point game isn't really a blowout. It's going to be called a once possession game. So I do like the Ravens in this game. I think they do get right off the extra rest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's a fair look, especially under six. I think that sets up well with all of the points that you laid out. So I have a hard time arguing it other than, well, it's Steelers-Ravens, and it's usually close. Indy-Jacksonville is a massive game for the AFC South. Indy's lost three of their last four, and they're now plus money to win the division for the first time since week two. They have fallen way back down to earth. Look-ahead line on this was Indy by 2.5. But Indy also hasn't won in Jacksonville in over a decade. Last time they won in Jacksonville was 2014. And Daniel Jones is playing with a broken leg, and it's Jonathan Taylor in a prayer. And Jacksonville's I'm not comfortable betting Jacksonville. They're the Jaguars. They're still the Jaguars until they prove otherwise. But I don't see anything to stop the Colts slide at this point. It's why and we'll get to the Texans later. It's why I'm all in on the Texans in that division, because you could get them last week at 7-1 to win the South. So I don't think either one of these teams ends up winning the division. But for this game, this weekend, Sunday afternoon in Jacksonville, if I had to take a side, give me the home dog. Absolutely.
There are two teams heading in opposite directions, and you're right. Jacksonville always dominates this team. They beat them all the time when it comes to this series, especially at home. What's the reason? Well, I don't know, but I can look at this week and say, look at Jacoby Myers too. Like, all of a sudden, okay, they found a receiver when they're dealing with all of the injuries on the outside there. Okay, that's positive. Also, look out, last few weeks, if you look at numbers like net yards per play, takes everything into account, offensive and defensive, they're number one in the NFL over the last 3 weeks, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. And then you've got this Colts slide. When they were running hot, it was that elite run game. It was Jonathan Taylor should be up for the MVP. Don't hear that. Completely dropped off the run game. It has been non-existent. And you mentioned the Daniel Jones injury. We also have Sauce Gardner. It doesn't look like he's going to play after the injury last week. And he's been a big help to that defensive backfield. They are this close to being on a four-game losing streak. Their only win over that stretch was the Atlanta game and the international game, where they were lucky enough to force overtime at the very end. I can't find a reason to take the Colts. In fact, I think the Jaguars should be favored in this game. I'm on Jacksonville, plus 1.5, Chris.
Yeah, I hate to say that's an easy one, but it feels like an easy one right now. Like you said, given the way both teams are headed over the last month and a half. Cincy, Buffalo, Joe Burrow could be Joe Burrow. This is another interesting number. It's at 5.5 right now, opened at 6, much like the Ravens-Steelers line, has moved inside a touchdown. Buffalo absolutely shredded Pittsburgh on the ground last week. And we know what the Cincy defense is. It is tissue paper. It's awful. It's terrible. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. Here's the thing, though. Buffalo's defense, is giving up 28 points per game in the 3 weeks previous to meeting the Steelers' anemic offense. So the Bills' defense isn't exactly moving in the right direction either. They got a respite because they got Aaron Rodgers last week and a terrible Steelers offense. The total is at 52.5, 53.5. It's nudged up just a bit throughout the week. I think we just light the scoreboard up in Buffalo Sunday afternoon with the Bengals and the Bills. Mm-hmm. You can get both teams to score 30 plus at like 4-1 at BetMGM. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to take the over as well. The Bills defense is not good. The Bengals defense is atrocious, historically bad.
So something similar to what we saw last night, huh? Very high total, and it meets those expectations. And we have a shootout here. Yeah, I could see that. That makes sense to me. Boy, your Steelers' inability to run against the Bills, they can't stop anything. And Chase Brown had a rough start to the season, but
he's picked it up.
They have a legit run game, and now with Burrow back, my question is, what about the defense, though? And you're right. That's why you bring up the total here. Like, there's no way they're giving up 14 or less like they did against Baltimore. Baltimore had to have five turnovers themselves. And I'm not giving credit to the Bengals defense, saying that they created those turnovers like we've seen out of teams like the Bears this year. Like, no, that was on Baltimore. I'm having a tough time with this game. I do have belief with the Bills, but every time I've done that this year, they come back and they throw out a clunker. Bills at home are tough. This number's 5.5 in a rough spot for me. Trends wise, I'm not betting the game, but trends wise, you gotta look to Burrow. You've got to. And it's a large sample, and it happened again last week. When Burrow's an underdog, you back him. And the excuse a week ago was, well, it's his first game back. He's going to be rusty. He shouldn't even be playing in this game. They're forcing him back early on Thanksgiving because they're so desperate and they're a dumb organization. Well, we saw what happened. 32 points later and winning as a touchdown underdog. Joe Burrow, when he's an underdog of at least a field goal, 18-3 against the spread. That is remarkable in a large sample size. I'm not your normal trends player, but that would give me pause to back Buffalo. I don't have a play on the game. The over makes sense. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I don't think James Cook is going to get 35 touches again. That was a whole lot of work against your Steelers. But I could see Chase Brown having a monster performance here. Don't forget how awful that Bills rushing defense is.
Yeah. I could see both running backs, I think. You know, it's going to be a matter of how Joe Brady wants to carve up the Bengals defense. Does he want to play it more conservatively and lean on Cook and sort of suck the oxygen out of the game and not allow Joe Burrow on the field as much? I think that might be an angle to play that would maybe not get you to the over if you wanted to look at it that way. And maybe get you on the side of some James Cook props. That's worth a look perhaps as well. The Monsters of the Midway extend their winning streak. Can they do it in Lambeau? Week 14 previews continue next with the 209th meeting of the Bears and Packers here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.